Jay has this sort of cover-up story that he has, that he tells at the trials when he's being under what you would, interrogated. That he says, but he doesn't keep it consistent. There's a lot of inconsistencies in what he says. Nothing's ever the same. He has a different story. He leaves out details, tells different details, and tells the story the way he told it before, leaving out details. Of course, he could be doing this to, you know, cover himself up in his drug house, you know, to protect his family. But he was covering himself up a little too much. He was trying to cover up more when he supposedly had helped Don bury hay. He makes sure to get rid of his own clothing. He disinfects the shovels. But he doesn't just get rid of the clothing in his own trash can. He actually goes out of his way to go to the store, if I remember correctly, that he works at, to throw away his clothing. Now the shovel, that makes more sense. You just help one of, you know, acquaintances or friends, whatever you would call them, bury a body. He does. Oh, that's where he's not consistent. He's telling the cop, one second, I didn't help him at all. The next second, the cop asks a question saying, how much did you help him? And then Jay says they did it equally. They both dug the hole, and he said it was about 6 inches deep, which in turn takes time to do, so the timing of things doesn't add up as well during the story. And none of years later, when they did DNA test it, none of Adnan's DNA was found on him. He didn't just, you know, Adnan didn't really seem to have much to have done with it, in my personal opinion. He, of course, you know, he does have that psychological factor for me where he doesn't seem like he did anything. Maybe the way he seems and acts and the way people describe him, in my personal opinion, even I couldn't see him doing something like that. But when Jay tells his stories, he I feel like he tells things in favor of him, like things that'll make him look better, add to where he didn't do anything, he wasn't there, he didn't know or didn't have anything to add up to him, or he knew beforehand but was afraid to tell, making Adnan seem like a really, really bad guy, especially when he said that Adnan had threatened him and that he knew a day before and then he was only told the day of. That's another inconsistency. There's really too many things to count, and I do feel that Jay is in some way incorporated in Hay's murder. Maybe Adnan is. I couldn't say for sure myself, but I feel that he himself is innocent. But nor do I think Jay is guilty of committing it. I do think that he may have had some planning with it. So there is that. Yeah.